happy to welcome you to the Saturday Light Brigade and are glad you're able to join us in Phoenix. We're also happy to welcome Doc Powell, who is here. He's a friend of Ime Alaquiva, and any friend of Ime Alaquiva's is a friend of ours. Hey, Doc, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
It's wonderful to talk with you today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I apologize.
Hang on, go ahead and take care of that.
And it's great. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you go to high school?
Well, I actually just graduated high school a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I thought so. Here in Pittsburgh, right?
No, actually, I graduated in Butler.
Oh.
I'd actually been in Pittsburgh the first 3 years of high school, but due to some things, some changes in my life, I ended up moving up to Butler with my father and ended up graduating from there. I moved up there in February and started there in February and graduated
recently. So. Changing schools that late is something, but it worked out well for you?
Yeah, it did.
Great. Was it Butler High School?
Butler High School.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. I've been there once or twice. So how do you get the nickname Doc?
That's a very interesting story. I didn't know how I necessarily got that nickname, and I know that sounds weird, but like when I explained it to you, like I didn't know how I got that nickname until a couple years ago, because, but it was because, my father, he would always call me Doc and the doctor, that's just something he would call me, and I would just ask him, and one day I just asked him like, why do you call me that? He was like, well, I've been calling you that ever since you were two. And it was just like, why would you call me that? And, he explained to me that, my father is a very, Christian man. And he, he's staunch in his Christian beliefs. And he believes in speaking life into his children. And that's what he was doing. He was speaking prophetically on my life. So that, doctors, when you think about them, they're not only, very intelligent, but they're wise and they're very skilled at what they do. So basically that was him being prophetic over my life.
He wanted to be sure you were successful, and
yes,
you are successful.
Yes.
So I know, looking at your bio a little bit, and by the way, this is Benjamin Powell, Doc Powell,
mm-hmm.
That you graduated from the Black Male Leadership Development Institute. That's not Malcolm's organization. Who's the guy that runs that?
Well, at the time, it was run by a man named Darren McCormick. It's now run by a man named Ryan Taylor, I believe.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different group. But tell me a little bit about them and how they impacted you.
Well, that was a huge impact on my life because, I started in 10th grade. Started, before my 10th grade year, the summer that I just finished 9th grade. And they were, basically what they did was they bred in me just, leadership qualities. And that's what the purpose of the program was. They would take young black men from, schools in the inner city and from all over the city, really. There were people from all over the place in this program. And what they would do, they would give you valuable skills for the rest of your life to be a leader, not just, on a big giant level, but, even in your life, in your schools and even when you grow up and to become a father, but still that, they were those things that cultivate being a leader in, larger scale, areas of your life. And that's something that I very, I hold very near and dear because what they've done for me is that they've given me a voice, not necessarily given me a voice, but they allowed me to realize on my own time that I have a voice, which is even more valuable.
They basically gave you the conditions that helped you use your voice and maybe
yes.
even discover
mm-hmm.
your voice.
Yes.
And we're hearing it here as you and I are talking. This is Doc Powell. These are all the things to respect from Doc. Like the Monica, but I can't live up to the name. Cause I make a little chicken when I can't fix lame. This is my life, yeah. It's a bad life too, yeah. And them boys at the top got me running in the paint, yeah. Got them haters in my brain, yeah. But I better don't stop. I've been working hard for too long. Them haters going too strong. Won't stop the quick cause I'm built for this. I just turned it up and I'm gone. What? Just turn Now, there are a lot of people that don't realize how positive hip-hop can be.
Yes, yes. That's actually my purpose. That was my purpose for getting into hip-hop because, you know, and it, because of Hip Hop Unlocked, I never would have really, you know, thought about making this what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. But, you know, for a long time, you know, I fell in love with rap music I can't even tell you exactly when I fell in love with rap music, but I fell in love with it. And as my ear for it started to develop, I started to notice that, you know, a lot of the music now, it's not, you know, I just didn't like what I was hearing so much anymore. You know, it was starting to become a just you know, the commercialized thing where, you know, this is money and women and all of the other stuff.
Yeah, there's a formula, and if you follow that formula, you'll maybe succeed.
Yeah,
you wanted to do something different.
What I wanted to do was, you know, I didn't want to fit the mold. I wanted to break it and create a new one, and I wanted to show people that there is a way that you can, you know, you can be positive but not, you know, corny. And basically what I wanted to do was I wanted to make music that I wanted to hear. And, you know, the old saying goes, if you want something done right, you know, you got to do it yourself. So basically what I did was I took a hands-on approach to the type of music that I wanted to listen to and, you know, the type of positive message that I wanted to be portrayed through music, because music is such a powerful thing. It can evoke emotion. And it can make you think differently. You know, it can't necessarily make you do anything, but it can heavily influence your decisions. And I wanted to have a positive influence on people's decisions for the rest of their lives. And that was, you know, that was my main goal in getting into music.
What's interesting, because you were mentioning the Black Male Leadership Development Institute giving you kind of a basis or background or sort of the ballast to the ship of your life. And it sounds to me like you're trying to give back by creating music that maybe will subtly influence kids that hear it, or maybe not so subtly.
Yeah.
And what's the reaction been like? Now this releases on Your Mom's House, which is the Hip Hop Unlocked Studios.
Yes.
Has it had some widespread play yet for people to hear it?
This particular song, not yet, because, you know, this is actually a part of a project that I'm putting together, and I hope to release it sometime in the next couple of months. But I actually had a couple projects put out with groups in Hip Hop Unlocked, and the response has been amazing. You know, it's the closest to celebrity I've ever seen in my life. You know, people walking up to me on the street, or I'll be at an event or something like that, and people will walk up to me and say, are you that kid from the video? And I'm like, yeah, that's
man.
Me, you know.
I was watching some of your videos on my phone last night, and they're nice. It was really good to see them.
And you know, just the outpouring of love from people, just the fact that my music has already touched people, and I'm not really on a really wide basis, not on a national basis or a global basis yet. The fact that my music has already touched people, that's one thing that's, you know, that's encouraging me to go to that national and global, you know, scale, to be on that platform, you know, kind of, you know, because the love that I'm getting from just in the city and just from the people that I, you know, talk to about my music, just for the people that's heard it, it makes me want to take it farther, because I feel like if I could change where I was in this little space, then imagine how much I could change on a, you know, on a broad scale. You know what I mean? And that's the vision, just to, not for me necessarily to be heard, but for my message to be heard and for my vision to play out for more than just me. You know what I mean?
And it sounds to me like you'd satisfy isn't the right word, but you'd be pleased if you impacted even one person, let alone an entire community, or a larger group of people. What do you think is the biggest misperception people might have about hip-hop? You know, people are listening to this, not hearing the words exactly, and they might immediately make some assumptions that aren't true, right?
Yes, a lot of people, you know, mistake all rappers just, you know, they're
gangsters,
you know, gangsters, and they're just tough and they're hard and they walk around, you know, they always you know, they're always throwing around money or they always have guns on them and everything like that. But it's really not like that. Like, rappers are regular people, you know. Rappers are people too, you know what I mean?
Well, it's a form of poetry.
Yes, it's not so much, you know, it's really an art form. And, you know, the art has kind of been taken out of it to an extent. You know, there's still some people, there are still some artists that, you know, really see it as art and really treat it as art, as, you know, as serious as of a thing that it, as it is. But, you know, there's something, people just don't see it as art anymore. Like, you know, you can't really, they don't see it as anything that you can break down and really benefit something from. And, you know, that's a big misconception, because you can learn a lot about, you know, social issues or history, you know, through rap music.
Yeah, and really, sort of, there's a real authenticity to rap that has come up through the years, and it's not, we're talking about creative use of language to convey a message.
Yes.
I have a question for you I've never asked anybody. As you develop your lyrics, do you sometimes have to pick words in a certain way to make them singable as you sing them? In other words, do some syllables follow other syllables better? Or, do you know what I mean?
Yes, all the time. And see, the thing about rappers is that they use poetic license more than pretty much, you know, any other musician, because, you know, sometimes you want to say one thing. Sometimes, you know, we add extra syllables or take syllables out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we kind of butcher, quote unquote, the English language, just, you know, just to convey our point, just for, you know, for our point to be heard. And it's, you know, a lot of things you have to consider when you're writing a rap is not only the, you know, the fact that, you know, it rhymes and that it makes sense, but also that it's got to be in a rhythm.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to, you know, change up certain words in order for the whole thing to fit and come together, because there's a lot of factors that go into it.
And it's got to be singable too, because I would just think that as you're going that fast, have you ever heard of vocalese? Which is singing to a jazz solo, and it's almost like scatting. It's really fast.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it the other day, and it really isn't going to work unless... I'll bet you there's almost a science to it.
Yes.
You have to be sure that if a word ends with this letter, the next word better not begin with that letter, or it's,
It really is almost a science. Like, it's a lot harder, you know, it's a lot more complicated than people make it, but it comes a lot easier to some people than others. You know, that's why, you know, I say this all the time, everybody can't be a rapper, you know? And, you know, it's really, you have to know what you're doing. It's not really something you can teach.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you can, with teaching, you can build on, but the foundation and the building blocks have to be there. You know what I mean?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, some people take music lessons and become, you know, fairly good players just for pleasure. And some people, it seems like they were born to be musicians.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just tuning in, this is Doc Powell. I'm really glad he's here, part of our Youth Expression Showcase today. We should talk about hip-hop on lock, which is where his skills were cultivated by our friend Ime Alaquiva. Hip-hop on lock, let's see if I can – the L in lock is for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
The C is for cooperative economics.
Yes.
The K is for knowledge of the music industry. And the O is – it's an organization.
Organizational skills,
I got them. Not in the right order. But it's a program is deceivingly simple when I just described it, but does a great job in building leadership and also for people that want a career in the music industry,
yes,
helping to give you actual knowledge of, yeah, of what it's going to take. How do you think Hip Hop Unlocked has helped you?
Well, like I said before, you know, with something that, you know, you can learn something with teaching, but the building blocks have to be there, you know, in order for you to really, you already have to have something in you to be able to do it. But, you know, if you have those building blocks, you can build on top of it. Basically, what Hip Hop Unlocked has done for me is with the knowledge of the music business, because, you know, I'm really good with the creative thing, you know, writing music, making beats. I actually made the beat to the song that that you guys just heard.
Yeah, we've been playing that in the background, and I like it so much. I keep looping it around here.
But you know, in terms of you know, the business side of it, I didn't really know much. And what they did was they gave me those building blocks to build on. So now I'm not just walking in blindly. I know a little something about the music business. But, you know, it gives me enough to learn more. Not enough to just, you know, automatically be able to start my own label or, you know, just go national right away. It's just there's a lot of things that I still have to learn.
But you're 18.
But, yeah, you know, and I have the rest of my life pretty much to learn. And I have those building blocks. I have something to go in on so that I'm not just walking in blind. Because when you walk in blind, especially in the music business, it opens you up to be taken advantage of by a lot of people. So you got to know at least a little bit about what you're doing. You know, don't walk in cocky or everything like you know everything, but you have to know something so that, you know, people can't sway you.
Yeah, and let's see, I want to keep wanting to be sure we actually get to hear you here. Every time you see me, I'm going in like it's 9 o'clock and the streets are lit. And the alarm goes off, that's how I'm going in. There's a curfew line. Say I don't put in work, you lie. Yeah, the head is going real strong, but I can't hear nothing with my headphones on. Swag too crazy, flow too hot. These are all the things to respect from God. Like the Monica, but I can't. When you've published your songs, have you ever put the lyrics out there too so people could read them and learn them, or would you prefer they listen and get them that way?
Well, I've never you know, put the lyrics out, but now that I think about it, when you say it, that actually is a good idea for me, not to put the lyrics out, but for to have people just listen to it and get their own thing from it, because,
yeah,
you know, it's a lot better, you know, you understand something a lot more when you really put your mind to really understanding it instead of somebody handing it to you.
Yeah, yeah, and it takes repeated listens, at least for me,
mm-hmm,
to be able to understand it. Now, you're going off to, God, what did we call it? B3C,
BC3.
Right? Or BC3,
BC3.
Butler County Community College,
mm-hmm,
in the fall.
Yes.
What do you want to pick up while you're there?
Well, right now I'm a general studies student, but I'm really thinking about taking more, you know, business classes or, you know, everything like that, just so I have more of a foundation, you know, because my godmother said something to me that was very valuable. She said, if you go to school, don't just go, you know, if you're going to go, then have something to go for, you know, don't just go for no reason. Don't just go just to be there. Learn something while you're there that's valuable that can help you with the rest of your life.
So,
right now I'm a general studies major, but if I see anything that's really going to be helpful for me in terms of my career and the path that the rest of my life is going to go in, then, you know, I'll make the necessary changes.
But it'll all come together. We can't believe this. Our time here together has gone so quickly. And I also can't believe you're 18. You've got wisdom beyond your years. It's a cliche, but it's true. Let's listen to more Turn It Up as we go out, and keep in touch. I hope you will. Best wishes for a great summer.
Thank you.
And you can find, if you just look Ben Doc Powell, you'll see some videos online. Go to hiphopunlock.org to learn more about what they do. Thanks for being here.
No problem.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go. Okay. Let's go. Look, when you go in going through your day, and them lame step in your way. Just turn it up,
just turn it up,
just turn it up,
just turn it up.
When fakers try to be your friends just to make you meet your end, just turn it up,
just turn it up,
just turn it up,
just turn it up.
Now when you trying to win the game, don't let them haters ruin your aim. Just turn it up,
just turn it up,
just turn it up,
just turn it up.
Man, I know this pain and strife, but you gon' make it in this life. Just turn it up,
just turn it up,
just turn it up,
just turn it up.
Yeah. It's my life, yeah. It's a bad life too, yeah. And them boys at the top got me running in the pain, yeah. Got them haters in my brain, yeah. But I better don't stop. I've been working hard for too long,
too long.
Them haters going too strong,
too strong.
Won't stop me quick, cause I'm built for this. I just turn it up and I'm gone.
What?
Just turn it up and I'm gone.
Now you're familiar with the movement, baby. The turn it up movement. Now remember this, all through your life there're gonna be haters trying to take you off your path and tear you down and all that noise. But as long as you turn it up, you won't even be able to hear them. Life's not about learning how to silence the haters. It's about working behind them. I'm out.
All right, now let me do the ad-libs for the verses.
There's a studio cut, and thanks again to Doc Powell.